So it's Tuesday, part two of the series, and I want to look at verse 14, where we find another three that Peter addresses. And this is what verse 14 says. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, by the way. It says, "So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then, but now you must be holy in everything you do." And when you read that, that's kind of weighty. It can really kind of hit you between the eyes there. But it's not really Peter's heart for us in this. Essentially what he's saying, there's three things there. The first one is to live as God's obedient children. And this is all he's saying. He's saying God loves to communicate. In the beginning was the Word. It's fascinating that God calls himself the Word because he loves to speak. He's always talking. But what Peter raises here is he's not just saying, are we listening, but are we actually responding to what God is saying? Remember, Peter throughout 1 and 2 Peter is going to show us this. You can stand firm on this. And we need to not just be listening, but responding, climbing into that wheelbarrow, so to speak. And when I read this, when I was praying through it and preparing for Sunday's sermon, I had this thought. I was like, what was the last thing God said that I must do? You know, I've got a journal. Maybe you journal. And the way I do it is I just sort of scribble down those major themes or a verse that really jumps out at me. It's not really, I know some people do it almost like a dear diary where there's thoughts and prayers and everything. I just sort of try and capture those things and not forget. But most of the time, it's God's promises. You know, in the midst of what we're going through, I feel that God is saying this to me. But I was stopped in my tracks. You know, I suddenly thought, what was the last thing God told me to do? And I went and looked, and I was very surprised at what I found, because it was still not yet done. And God really got under my skin in this. It's like, okay, what's the last thing he said? What's that next footstep he's waiting for you to take so that he can tell you the next thing? And then he goes on to say, don't slip back into your old ways, but set yourself apart. Be holy, for God is holy. And essentially it's this. In lockdown, we have had the privilege of essentially being set apart, staying within our four walls, having access to Sunday sermons online and our Bible right next to our bed. And I trust that over this time, you've taken hold of Scripture in a new way. Maybe you've gotten into new rhythms. Maybe you started waking up earlier. Or maybe you found that actually Scripture comes alive just before you go to sleep, you know, to open up for 15, 20 minutes and get into this. What he's saying here is hold on to those things. Don't slip back into your old ways. You know what happened in Korea? The minute they opened up shopping centers, the hashtag revenge shopping took over. It was trending for days. People were revenge shopping. I mean, can you imagine that? The highlight of lockdown is like, yeah, I can buy that big screen TV that I've been so desiring for the last 72 days. And that is the best the world can offer. What Peter calls us to, he says, don't let go of these things. Those things that God has spoken, these new ways that you've found, as you've been set apart, hold to them, keep to them. I can remember in 2006, in our family, we refer to it as 2006-66. It was when the enemy had a field day and our lives fell apart. But the thing was, in 2006, I was leading a life group. I was on leadership in 3CR, but I wasn't having a quiet time. I was working on a radio broadcast early in the morning, so I was up about 4 in the morning. By the time I got home at 9:30, I had 5 or 6 cups of coffee in me. My pulse was racing. I was ready to face the day. There were emails lined up. And I felt God in that time challenge me. He's like, why aren't you meeting with me? I'm like, well, God, there's so much to do. And what I did was, and this is what I want to call you to, is I essentially began to put this into place. You know, don't slip back into your old ways. What I began to do was find new ways. And I just set 10, 15 minutes aside on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I started there, just reading the Word and praying. And it felt like I was chewing sawdust because it was foreign to me. But I found over time that 15 minutes stretched to 20 to 25. And then I started doing it on every second Tuesday and then on a Thursday from time to time and eventually a Saturday. And then I can still remember clearly going to church one morning, and the guy who was hosting 3CR that morning got up and said, I really hope you haven't come dry this morning, but you found God for yourself this morning and you're coming just dripping in faith. And I was convicted to stretch it to day number 7 in the week. Not that I went to Bible college and I downloaded commentaries and the original Greek. No, just with a few minutes here and there and slowly build in these new habits. And that is what Peter is calling us to. And maybe you can do that. Maybe you as husband and wife, or as the head of the home, men, or for your kids, find a new way what has worked over this time. Hold on to it as the doors are open, that rather than hashtag revenge shopping, we're hashtag pressing into the presence of God together.